The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Pleasure.
You look tanned and rested.
Oh, vacation. Gotta love it.
Where were you?
Nag's Head.
Whoa.
Under an umbrella. It was, what, probably 110 degrees.
But you're still tan. How do you explain that?
You get it through the umbrella. I really do.
Did you go in the water?
I set my chair in the water for a while.
Mm.
Put my feet in.
Was it boiling, literally?
It was very cold. Isn't that weird how it can be so amazingly hot outside and the water is frigid?
It's because the ice caps are melting.
Must be.
Did you get your head in?
My head in? No.
Your hair? No
I
hair.
Went to the pool after the beach.
But you didn't get your hair in the ocean?
Not in the ocean. No. They're jellyfish. Not so much.
You know? Okay.
I read a book, which I haven't done in a long time. A non-education book.
Well, okay, yeah. Let's not give people the impression that we don't read books around here.
You tweet.
It's a non-education. Anyway, we don't care about it. It's the story of Edgar Sawtelle. It was on the New York Times bestseller for eons. Yeah.
But it was good anyway?
It was very excellent. It was a novel. It's like an old Yeller, a contemporary old Yeller, a boy and his dog.
That sounds awful.
Anyway, it was good.
So what you got for us this week,
All
Amber?
Right. So we've got a study on philanthropic investment. I don't normally do this, but I thought it was interesting. Researchers at the University of Georgia looked at how much was spent in philanthropic donations on teachers and teaching only. So that's how they were coded. From 2000 to 2008, analysts looked at two online foundation directories, then supplemented that with data from the literature, foundation websites, news accounts. They interviewed the top brass from all the major foundations that give to education. So basically they covered their bases. Report presents total grants awarded, largest grants, largest investors, and so on. Key findings, roughly $684 million in grants. Much of went to a relatively small number of organizations went to support teachers between 00 and 08. 20 organizations captured 71% of philanthropic dollars directed to teaching, 9 of which were established after 1990. Who got the largest chunk of the pie? This is easy. Hello,
I'm asking. Teach for America.
Teach for America. Indeed, the largest share at $213 million, which is 31% of teaching-related grants. AED, this was interesting, came in at second. They're defunct now, by the way. But apparently, they got $59 million. You read a footnote in the report, you find out that they were the funding agent for Carnegie's Teachers for a New Era grant. So most of that was actually redirected to other organizations. Third place, the Northwest Educational Service District in Washington State, which was a head scratcher for me. That's the service center that supports 35 school districts, which apparently Gates primarily funds at $45 million. Largest investors were Carnegie and Gates, at roughly $80 million each, Annenberg at $36 million. What was interesting to me is how much it's changed in the past few years. Gates has $37 billion. It's the largest foundation in the world. They awarded $139 million in 2009 alone. They anticipate spending $335 million alone on measuring teacher effectiveness. Walton came in at $67 million in grants in 2009. So anyway, it was interesting just to kind of see how this adds up. They also did some interviews and a couple of things there. Foundation officials said they don't. They're moving away from spending in professional development and funding teachers, colleges, and ed schools.
Mm-hmm. Teachers for a New Era. That was one of the great investments of our time.
Was this the try to reform ed school project?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to college.
UVA. We actually had one of the big grants when I was there.
Yep,
and
that's right.
I can tell you, when you stand here in D.C. and look across the education landscape and you look at the schools of education that they invested in, and the matching grants, you can see the profound and important changes that have taken place. Not.
Yeah. So that was what was interesting when they were interviewed and said, we're going to move away from funding those traditional institutions.
So this week we found out that Walton has given a new grant of $50 million.
Yeah, so I added it up to kind of sense this. So now TFA is roughly up to $400 million.
So the question here is, I think we're all in agreement that TFA does great work, both in what they do in placing teachers and also the great side effects of all these former TFA people that come out, staff charter schools, lead charter schools, are innovative, are doing good things in the policy world. But does TFA have to be as expensive as
this? No. This is, and the part of the problem is that they have zero interest in actually driving down their marginal cost, right? Mm-hmm. How many organizations, as they grow in size, actually continue to increase in unit cost? You know, in any other industry, this would be a problem.
And, but that's the case with Teach for America?
Oh, my God.
So what are they spending money on that, that is not needed?
Bells and whistles. Well, I mean, you know, we know next to nothing about how much value is added by all of the multiple elements of their selection process, by their marketing approach, by their mentoring, by their support. I mean, there is little or no research or analysis into which, if any, of this actually adds value. So, you know, you wind up with it being extraordinarily expensive, you know, tens of thousands of dollars per core member. And the question is this actually, you know, is this actually the best investment of these dollars?
Well, I guess if they can get investors to pay the money, then they've made their case.
Then you've got much more faith in kind of the strategy of these investors.
I'm just saying, but, you know, in terms of research, I mean, especially if it's private money, you know, like if
Walton part of the
family wants to spend their money.
But on the other hand, you know, the problem is that you're stripping the field, right? What you'd like to have is lots of folks doing different kinds of TFA-like solutions. But, you know, something like the Match School Dormitories up in Boston. I'd love to see somebody recruiting for and trying to do those in lots of schools that would benefit. But all of those dollars are flowing into kind of the you know, the monopoly brand here.
So I think what we need is a competitor to TFA. Okay, Amber. So what song do you have going along here with your philanthropic giving to Teach for America theme?
All right. Since TFA is the big winner here, we have We Are the Champions by Queen.
After time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share.